Hello and welcome to the Learning to Mum podcast, a podcast dedicated to talking all things being a mum and all things being a female. The latter I feel much more qualified to talk about. I'm passionate about the honest accounts, the raw reality, and all the highs and lows that come with motherhood. So welcome to this podcast hosted by me, Kelly Beaumont. I'm so grateful to have you listening to me today. Enjoy. Hello everybody and welcome to season 2 episode 8 of the Learning to Mum podcast. I am speaking much quieter than I usually do, and that's because I'm actually lying down in bed as I record this episode. Bizarre, the things that you do. The reason that I am lying down is I am close to being exhausted today. Actually, I have been running a training session all day, and running training sessions anyway are pretty intense, but when you're doing them online it just feels even more like super intense. And when you've got to like engage an audience of people and there's lots of different skill sets, yeah, it's tricky. You're navigating technology, engagement, building knowledge, etc., etc. Anyway, same gig tomorrow, day 2 of the content, so in need of a good night's sleep, I think it's fair to say. Anyway, I felt really compelled to record an episode of the podcast whilst I'm kind of lying down in my own space. Charles is downstairs watching, I don't know, something that he enjoys watching that I probably don't. So yeah, I thought I would start the recording this evening and continue as and when. I will try and record it all at this volume so that you don't all of a sudden like hear me go really loud and it's really intense. But if for whatever reason I need to record during the day and my volume does change, I will signpost that so that you're not deafened. So very brief kind of update as to where we're at with things. So Ophelia now has 4 teeth, I think. I always like to start with the teeth because I think that's so cool that she's so like minimal when it comes to her teeth. So she's now coming up to 14 months in about 5 days. So yeah, time is flying, and she's got 3 bottom teeth and her 2 top front teeth are coming through. And I just can't wait to see what they're going to look like and what she's going to look like. Me and Charles keep saying, I wonder what she's actually going to look like with like proper teeth. And I was saying, I wonder how she will feel about them. Like when she catches a glance of herself in the mirror, like is she going to notice a difference as well? They've definitely been niggling her, understandably so. She's been quite put out. We've seen her kind of sticking out her tongue quite a lot. She's still like not a dribbly baby. There's been a little bit here and there, but nothing too noticeable. Her nappies have been really intense, as they always have been through teething, so very loose poop and really quite smelly. What else? Oh, she's also had another cold shock and a really bad chesty cough. So we've been using, is it Benylin? Is that the medication? I'm not sure. For like dry coughs and sore throats. Definitely not COVID. I have been for a PCR test and yeah, still coming back as negative. So I think it's just normal that little babies continue to have like colds and coughs and things like that. But obviously just in the like the climate that we're currently in, obviously we want to check. But no, it's just another cold to add to the long list. But it's meant that her sleep has just been pretty treacherous. We're still having quite tough nights. She's been waking up at 2:30 in the morning, sobbing and needing quite a lot of soothing, which has now meant that my default wake up time is 2:30. Like my body's like, this must be the time we wake up now because you've been doing that for a while. So this must be the new norm. And that's really frustrating when you're lying awake 2 hours later and your baby is still sleeping. But anyway, hopefully my body will readjust as it needs to. But yeah, me and Charles have kind of been taking it in turns as to who wakes up and sorts things out. But she seems to have been a little bit better, touch wood, since the cough has become less intense. So hopefully that, as I say, we'll continue and we'll get some good night's sleep, because everybody knows that I need a good night's sleep tonight from the start of this podcast. Food is still good. She was off her food a little bit when she was feeling unwell, but like, what's the surprise there? When we feel unwell as adults, we don't always have an appetite. So trying not to get too, like, I don't know, frustrated about that kind of stuff. Not frustrated with her, just like frustrated generally, or feeling, I don't know, like anxious that she's not eating. Definitely trying to lean into that a little more and not get too het up on anything in particular. Still absolutely loving nursery, still taking her swimming. Still not walking. She's been doing a lot of standing independently, like her balance when she's standing is perfect. She just gets bored of being stood up and just collapses on the spot. It's not like she falls, she's just like, nah. And then she's been taking like the odd step, but again, just really limited interest. It's definitely prompted more so by me and by Charles. We've tried not to use the walker as much because we recognised that she was leaning quite far forward every time that she was like standing independently. And since we've not been using that as much, she doesn't do the forward leaning. So seems to have been of benefit, but we'll just keep trying, just keep practicing, and she'll do it when she's ready, as is everything that we've ever spoken about on this podcast. And I'm sure everybody well knows. The reason that I wanted to record an episode is because this week, or at the weekend, I think it was, me and Charles were speaking about the early days of parenting. And I was sharing my experience of the early days of motherhood. And what came to me is the sudden realization that what I experienced was completely normal. And what came to me with that is the expectations that I'd put on myself were just so unreasonable. The expectations that I felt existed in society were unfair. And the statement that came to mind, and is likely going to be the title of this episode, is I wasn't failing, I was adapting. And the reason that I feel so moved by that statement is because there are other mums who are in those early stages of motherhood who I'm friends with, and who I see having those moments where they just sob. And I relate so much to those moments when you're just stood there and somebody asks if you're okay and everything crumbles around you. the need to feel strong and put on a brave face subsides because a mum who you know has gone through a similar experience to you is telling you that it's okay to not be okay. And I feel compelled to talk about it because we need to. We have gotten so much better at vocalizing these things, but yet still, I went through the first 3-4 months of parenting with this expectation that my speed to competency should be quick, without giving myself the space, the time, the kindness that I needed to adjust to this completely new lifestyle. This person that had come along into my life and required so much without knowing anything of me and me of them. I put pressure on myself to enjoy everything. I put pressure on myself to move quickly through the sadness, through the anger. As Ophelia grew and I was frustrated, I sent myself to CBT because I thought that what I was experiencing wasn't normal. And the anger that I felt about my lack of control should quickly be remedied and resolved, and I should attend therapy in order to fix it. And I sit now, coming up to 14 months down the line, and I want to tell myself that I didn't need to do that. And I'm not going to punish myself for putting me through that time. I'm going to reflect on it with kindness and say, you didn't need to do that. You did, and that's what happened. But I'm telling you that it was okay to feel that way. And I'm doing it as a personal reflection for me. But by speaking out loud, I'm hoping that other people who are listening to this, who maybe are in those early stages, or, you know, wherever you are in your journey, you can link in with this and say, yes, I felt that too. And I didn't need to put that pressure on. Or actually, I'm in that moment now. And hearing that makes me realize that I can maybe be kinder to myself or take the pressure off or whatever resonates. But definitely the fact that I rang a medical helpline. So I'm really fortunate that where I'm employed, I get Bupa, and I rang Bupa and I went through an assessment because I thought I was depressed. And gosh, it is really quite emotive thinking about it, because we all know that there is no shame in being depressed or being overwhelmed, or, you know, a whole range of different experiences. There is nothing wrong with that. But to label yourself in a specific way when in actual fact you aren't depressed, you know, you're not at a point where you feel you necessarily need help. But because society makes you feel as though what you're experiencing perhaps isn't normal, or this significant shift from your reality before a child and the complete juxtapose when your child comes along, because nobody sits you down and walks you through how that experience, you know, evolves, and that there are going to be moments where you think, bloody hell, what's happened, and where has life gone, and how do I navigate this? Because nobody walks you through all of that. I think you get through the other side and you sit in this situation looking at your child thinking, oh my God, I can't do this. I cannot do this. I'm not equipped for this. Nobody said it would be like this, so it mustn't be like this, because it's not vocalized, it's not normalized. The conversations that I had in my midwife appointment were around the logistics and actually getting her here, and, you know, my birth preferences. There was very little about what happens next, you know, what happens with my hormone levels, how does that reflect in how I think and how I feel, and then furthermore, the lifestyle that I was so used to shifts dramatically. You know, the list is pretty endless, but actually the support that goes hand in hand with that is limited. And I sit here with no judgment, no blame. The system is the system. But as we evolve and as we become more aware of the support that new mums need, let's listen to these conversations and the experiences of people like me. And I know the people that listen to this podcast, you know, friends and family members and just other people, as I say, I've met through recording this podcast. Let's acknowledge that we all had experiences that with further support would have been less intense and perhaps much more manageable. So I say with kindness to myself, Kelly, you were never failing. You were never failing as a mother. You were learning how to mum. You were adjusting to your newfound responsibility. And you were doing so at the pace that you could manage whilst your body was still recovering from 9 months of pregnancy, from a very intense labour. Your body and your mind was adjusting to the shift in hormone levels that postpartum, nobody tells you, have such a significant part to play. And now that I do so much work around female hormones, I recognize how that imbalance can be so impactful in so many ways that nobody is ever educated around. And then let's not even add into the mix Ophelia. We haven't even gone there. But this tiny, gorgeous little bundle who, because of all those other things, because of my mind and body recovering, couldn't grasp this newfound responsibility and everything that came with it. Gosh, it just brings back so many moments for me. So many moments that when I listen to other people's experiences, I don't relate. You know, I don't relate. There was a post that one of my friends shared around that first shower after you've given birth. Whew. I'm not going to cry. And how magical it feels. I didn't feel like mine was magical. I could barely stand. I could barely stand. And I was in this cubicle where there was a chair that I refused to sit on, even though I was in agony. And I physically couldn't stand properly because I'd just been stitched up. And I could feel a lot of things, and the blood kept coming and the soreness of that water. I couldn't step back and wash my hair because I didn't have the strength to stand up straight and actually wash my hair. And just nothing about that experience was joyous for me because I couldn't process or comprehend what had just happened. And I knew that going out of that room required me to be okay again, because nobody treated me like I'd just lost 2 liters of blood. Nobody treated me in the fact that I had just been stitched up and had a significant tear. Nobody had treated me in the view that I'd been in active, I'd been pushing Ophelia out for over 2 hours and I was exhausted. Nobody had, you know, acknowledged the fact that I hadn't slept for, goodness me, I don't think I've ever done the maths on it, but my waters broke at midnight and I think I'd been asleep for maybe an hour max. So yeah, a long time, and I didn't sleep for many days to follow. Nobody acknowledged that. They just left me with Charles at the time. And then I was admitted to the ward, and Charles left, and he wasn't allowed back, and I wasn't allowed any visitors. Not only was I adjusting to this newfound responsibility, I had none of the people that I love and who love me around me. My best friend, who is my mum, couldn't come up and hold me and hold my baby and tell me that it would be okay. Ophelia's dad, my husband, had minimal exposure to us in the first 36 hours. And I cannot tell you what having a baby during COVID was like. It is something that only this generation of new mums will ever truly know. So to the mums out there who had their baby during the pandemic the same way that I did, I see you, and I want you to know that if it has impacted you more than you initially thought, I too am in that situation. I am I guess grieving a time that I didn't have. I'm grieving the fact that I will never get to experience pregnancy and birth and postpartum in a time of normality, because I only want Ophelia. I don't want any more children. That has pretty much always been the plan, and it has not changed, nor do I anticipate that it will. I fell pregnant in November of 2019, and I gave birth in August 2020. We were in lockdown from, I think, March 2020, and normality did not resume. And in a lot of instances, still hasn't, but it certainly did not resume in the time that I was on maternity leave. I returned from maternity leave in February 2021. Is kind of when I started. Well, I actually started in December 2020, but going back more continuously from February 21. I did not enjoy my maternity leave. I did not enjoy my labour. And I didn't get to share my pregnancy with many people that I love. I remember because I was living in Hull at the time, I couldn't even see my mum. My mum couldn't see me pregnant. And I reiterate, unless you have been a mum through this time, it's very difficult to relate to what we have experienced and what we have what we have the right to grieve. So I say it to myself again, and I say it to anybody who is listening to this that needs to hear it, whether you are a pandemic pregnancy, or whether you had your babies many years ago, or whether you are still yet to go through it, or maybe you're there now, that I was not failing. I was adjusting to my new life. And as with any adjustment, there are periods of success and there are moments of failure. And neither one defines you. I've learned that everything that we do comes with a 50% chance of success and a 50% chance of failure. And if you go into things knowing that there is a 50-50 chance of either, you all of a sudden feel more relaxed in terms of the outcome. And I wish that it was advice that I could have given to myself in the beginning, to say that some things you feel like you'll be getting right and other things you won't. And that is completely normal and is absolutely okay. And I say with love to my previous self and to anybody who needs to hear it, that better days do come. They do. I am sad that I haven't got to spend as much time with Ophelia today as I would like to, because I have needed to work. If somebody had said to me 18 months ago that, you know, work would become a less important component in life as you become a mum, I would chuckle at that notion. And definitely there are days where I feel so lucky to be going to work because parenting is so intense. And I almost feel like going to work is a bit of a day off. Like, genuinely, I find motherhood to be so intense, even though work can be absolutely challenging. It's almost like a different challenge. It's one that I know how to manage and know how to handle. Whereas with motherhood, sometimes I'm like, oh, yeah, I've been doing this for a while and I still don't know. But I would not change a thing. I would not change a thing about the tiny person that we have created. This headstrong, confident, funny, gorgeous, hilarious. Oh my gosh, just there are so many things that I could say about this little girl who is turning into just the most loving but feisty, fiery, opinionated, headstrong. Oh my gosh, the list just goes on. I'm so excited to see who she becomes, because already she makes me so, so proud. Anyway, enough gushing over our daughter, and I will leave it there to just say I felt compelled to share this with you, and I want to offer this out to anybody who needs to hear it, because those early days, my God, they push you into boundaries that you just didn't know existed. They test you in ways you never thought you'd be able to get through. Those nights that feel so long, those days that feel so dull, they do move, they do shift. And what feels like a lifetime in the moment, as you look back, you recognize that they formed a part of your journey. And they make you appreciate the good days so much more. And the good days become so much more frequent. And the bad days get so much more manageable because you have more experience on your side and you know that you can get through them. So wherever you are in your journey, just know that motherhood is sent to try us, because all good things take work, and our children are the best things that we could ever, ever hope for. You're doing amazing. If you're listening to this, it's because you care. Wherever you are, whoever you are, whether you're a mum, dad, caregiver, whether you're just curious, thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode. And I am sending you lots of love if you need it. Have a wonderful rest of your week, your day, your evening, if you're listening to this in the early hours. And I will speak to you all in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Learning to Mum podcast. I hope you found it somewhat insightful, or it gave you a little bit of insight into the reality of being a mum.
you might be able to hear Ophelia in the background saying goodbye too. If you want to hit subscribe, that would be really appreciated, and it'll mean that as new episodes are launched, they'll drop straight into your preferred listening. So, I'll see you all next week. Have a good one. Bye.